Amen. Well, thank you for joining us this morning as we worship the Lord. And we will continue to worship the Lord as we open up His Word this morning to Psalm 122. Psalm 122. Now, if you're here visiting with us and you'd like to borrow one of the visitors' Bibles from the table at the entrance, if you can raise your hand, if you'd like to use the Bible that we have during the service, that would be a blessing. I'm sure you'd enjoy following along with us. That way it might make a bit more sense. Psalm 122. Now, most of the time we're going to spend right here in this wonderful psalm. So you may like to put a bookmark there during this time. We'll read from verses 1 to 9. If you can follow with me as I read out loud. Psalm 122, beginning in verse 1. The psalmist David said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God. Lord, we do thank you for your faithfulness here in the house of God, the church of the living God. Lord, we thank you for Coastline Baptist Church. And Father, we pray that through your word this morning you would be glorified. And that, Lord, you would be praised and uplifted in our hearts. Lord, help us to see the joy of being a part of this local New Testament church. Help us, Lord, not to take for granted what you have done and what you are continuing to do, Lord, in our lives and through this ministry. And Father, may you be honoured this morning as you speak to us through your word. Father, we pray that the Lord Jesus Christ would be exalted, that he would be seen as the head of this church, and Lord, that he would be, Lord, honoured and worshipped as we obey your word and rejoice in it. Father, we ask for your help to keep us attentive, to keep us from distracting thoughts. May our mind be focused on you and the blessings that you have poured out upon us. May you be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, Psalm 122 is a psalm that was written by David. And throughout the Old Testament, David is known as a man after God's own heart. David was a man who loved to be in God's presence. And as a result, I hope you can see this morning from verse number 1, David was a man because he loved God. He loved also to be in the house of the Lord. Look with me at verse 1 once again. David said, "I was glad. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." You know that word gladness, it means to be cheerful. It means to be exceeding joyful. It means to be brightened up. Perhaps you're here this morning and you may need some cheering up. Perhaps you're here this morning and you may have forgotten the joy of being in church. Well, David was certainly joyful when he considered the importance of the house of the Lord. As the psalmist said, he was excited to go into the house of the Lord. He was excited when not only he went, but God's people came with him, and they went to the tabernacle, the place where the Ark of the Covenant was kept, where the Word of God was kept within the Ark. People came to worship the Lord, and as you can see, David was so joyful and excited to go to the place of worship with God's people. Now, David lived in Jerusalem. Many people had to travel from afar to come to the house of the Lord, but David lived right there in the middle of the city, and we see very clearly that he didn't take this wonderful privilege for granted, did he? Well, this morning, for our 10th anniversary here at Coastline Baptist Church, let us not lose sight of what God has done and what God is doing. And let us not lose sight of the joy it is to be a part of Coastline Baptist Church. You know, sometimes we can take for granted what we have right in front of us, what we can be a part of, what God has brought into our lives. Now, just like David of old, we too ought to have the same excitement. Amen? We ought too also to have the same joy, the same cheerfulness about going into the house of the Lord as we gather to worship Him. Well, from this wonderful psalm, let's draw out some wonderful truths that we can rejoice in. That is the joy of being a part of Coastline Baptist Church. The Bible says that the psalmist was joyful when they said unto him, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Notice with me, what do we learn here first of all from verse number 2? Well, we learn that the blessing of being in church, the joy of being part of this local church, is that it is a place of spiritual protection. It is a place of spiritual protection. Notice verse number 2. "Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem." Now picture biblical Jerusalem with me for a moment. This was a city that was surrounded by gates. What were gates and walls set up to do? What was their main purpose? They were set up for protection, as defenses. You see, there were numerous gates surrounding the city that were guarded at every point and surrounding the city of Jerusalem. And you can see some of those walls still erected today, still standing today. Those mighty walls to protect the city from attack. You see, the house of the Lord was within the city walls. The house of the Lord was within a place of protection. And everyone that traveled from afar or that lived within the city, they knew that there was safety within those walls. They knew that there was protection within those walls. And that's one of the reasons why David rejoiced to go into the house of the Lord. He rejoiced that the people of God could come and be in a place of spiritual protection. And brethren, one of the greatest blessings of being a part of a Bible-believing church, and yes, of Coastline Baptist Church, is that we have the joy of knowing that we are in a place of spiritual protection. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, one of our memory verses, the Bible says that the house of God is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. You see, here at Coastline Baptist Church, our foundation is not man's wisdom. Our foundation is not the latest news or the latest trend on the internet. Our foundation isn't not a man's opinion or background or culture. Our foundation is the living, eternal Word of God. That is what this church has been founded on from the very beginning. And God's people said, Amen. Friends, we gathered together in a place this morning. So often we take for granted, what do we have here at Coastline Baptist Church? Brethren, we have a place of essential spiritual protection. Though we do not have physical walls like the city of Jerusalem, there are other walls that have been built up over the past 10 years. What walls are these? Well, these are walls of doctrine. These are walls that have been set in place. Brick by brick, doctrines have been laid. Not new doctrines, but doctrines from the Word of God. For example, the doctrine of salvation. one of the most important doctrines, if not the most important doctrine in the Bible. How can we be sure that when we die, our sins are forgiven and we know we're going up and not down? Now, the world says you cannot be sure. Religion says you need to work hard and somehow do the best that you can, and hopefully that will be enough to get you there one day. But friends, that's not what the Word of God says. God has said, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." God says you can't get to heaven by being a good person. Why? Romans chapter 3, verse 23. "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We are all wretched sinners before the sight of God. One lie is a wicked sin before God. God says, "Thou shalt not lie." He's written it in His law. He's written His law in our hearts. We have all sinned against God. We are all wicked. We are all defiled. We are all dead in our sins and trespasses. Yes, we may look good on the outside this morning, but in God's eyes, you see, He sees our hearts. There's no way we can gain heaven by our own efforts. There's no way we can do religious works to try and make up for what we've done in the past, because what is done is done. You can't fix it. It's done. Our sins are written down in His book. Our sins have mounted up to the heavens. You see, here at Coastline Baptist Church, it's a place of spiritual safety. Because, Christian, you and your family can come and hear the simple and clear message of how you can be sure of eternal life. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death." The punishment we deserve for sin is death and separation from God in the lake of fire. But the verse doesn't end there. "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The Bible says eternal life, listen carefully, is a free gift. If you have to earn a gift, it's no longer a gift. A gift is for free. It is given freely without being earned. If you have to earn it, if you have to pay for it, if you have to do something to be worthy of it, then it's a reward. But the Bible says the gift of God is eternal life. And the Lord Jesus Christ is that gift. He is the one that took upon Himself on the cross of Calvary the sins of the whole world, your sins and mine. And on that cross He paid in His precious blood, once and for all, the full payment for our sins. And then on the third day, He rose again from the dead, so that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friend, the Bible says very clearly that if you repent of your sins and you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you believe that He is God, you believe that He paid in full for your sins, you believe that He loves you and wants to save you, when you call out upon His name and ask Him to be your Savior for the full forgiveness of sins, the Bible says He will save you. You are forgiven forever for your past, present, and future sins. Once and for all, they are covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You see, religion tells us, well, you may perish, you just don't know. Hopefully you're on the right track. Keep coming to church and do the best that you can, and hopefully you'll get there in the end. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says God wants us to be 100% sure today, in this life, before it's too late, to make sure we've accepted the gift of eternal life, to make sure we have Jesus Christ as our personal Savior in our life, to make sure we have received His everlasting gift. Let me ask you this morning, if you died today, are you 100% sure you'll have a home in heaven? Are you 100% sure your sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ? Listen, baptism cannot forgive your sins, cannot wash them away. Church membership cannot take away your sins. Being religious, being good, giving to charity, everything the religions say you need to do, friends, they cannot take away your sins. The Bible says only the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away our sins once and for all. So have you received Christ as your Saviour? You see, this church here in Cairns is the pillar and ground of the truth. It is a Bible-believing church. And there are walls of doctrine such as the doctrine of true salvation that have been built up. And as God's people, we ought to be glad to go into the house of the Lord, amen, because there is spiritual protection within our walls. Thank God we can bring our children to a church where we all believe the same thing about salvation, amen, where they can hear in Sunday school, where they can hear in the youth group, where they can hear from the pulpit, no matter who is teaching, by the way, the same message of salvation, and we ought not to take that for granted. Why was David glad to go to the house of the Lord? Because of the safety, because of the protection that was afforded within that city. And for us, we have the same spiritual protection. Amen. Not just for the unsaved, but for the Christian as well. Understanding that God has given to us everything in the Word of God to equip us to live the Christian life.
Amen.
Amen. Yep. Understanding of why trials come into our life. All sorts of churches tell us today that if you have problems in your life, that means you have a lack of faith. Well, the Bible tells us that God allows trials in our life to increase our faith. And it doesn't mean that you've sinned. It means that God is helping you to grow.
Amen.
Thank God we have understanding. Thank God we're not left in the dark. Thank God we don't believe that you can lose your salvation. That's not what the Bible says. Once saved, always saved. Couldn't do anything to earn it, therefore you can't do anything to lose it. We are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Amen.
By the Holy Spirit of God. Thank God for the walls of doctrine here at Coastline Baptist Church. And they won't lightly be torn down while we, like David, don't take them for granted and say, thank you, Lord, that I can be part of a local church that believes in the Word of God. Christian, do you value this place? Do you value the spiritual protection that is afforded right here in this church? Colossians chapter 2 verse 8 warns us, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. You see, there are many deceivers in the world. And thank God they're not in here. Amen. There are many vain philosophies in the world and traditions of men. But thank God they're not in here. So, brethren, why is it that we're not glad to be in the house of the Lord? Well, so often we forget what we already have. What God has built. Spiritual walls of protection for our families, for our loved ones. Brethren, thank God you can bring a visitor to Coastline Baptist Church. Amen. And they'll hear the gospel. And they'll be able to talk to someone that can tell them a testimony that actually makes sense and is grounded upon the truth of salvation. They're not going to meet a bunch of weirdos that tell them, well, just clap your hands and jump up and down and here's some rock music to listen to and hopefully you can jump high enough to get to heaven. Thank God this isn't a church like that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We ought to value Coastline Baptist Church. You ought to value what God has done. A place of spiritual protection. Thank the Lord it is. Let's not take this church for granted. Please don't, church family. Is this your church? Friend, are you a part of this local church? I trust that by the end of this message you may consider the joy of being a part of Coastline. Secondly, notice what the psalmist said in Psalm 122. He was glad to go into the house of the Lord. Notice verse number 3. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. You see, ancient Jerusalem was a city made up of many different parts. It was one city, but with many different parts. Just like the city of Cairns, for example, we've got north, south. We've got east and west, mostly north and south, but many different parts make up a city. In the ancient city of Jerusalem, there was the upper and lower cities of Mount Moriah and Mount Zion. Each section was made up of many different parts. But the psalmist recognized that though the city was made up of many different parts. It is a city that is compact together. You see, they were unified, not divided. They were not separated from each other because all the different parts of the city were compacted together. They were a part of the one place. They were a part of the one goal. What was their goal? Their goal was to worship the one true God. That was their aim, that was their love, that was their purpose. And Jerusalem was built as a city that is compacted together. What is the next joy that we see of being a part of God's people in the house of God? Well, notice that we also have a spiritual home as God's people. You see, Jerusalem was the physical home and the spiritual home of the nation of Israel. But you see, here as believers in the New Testament, we can rejoice that we too have a spiritual home as believers. We too have a place that God has compacted us together, joined us together, brought us together for the purpose of worshipping Him. Notice Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16. The book of Ephesians, if you'll turn with me there for a moment to the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16. Here the Bible tells us about the believer in the local church. Notice verse number 16. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together, and what's the next word? Compacted, that means joined together, by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. You see, here the church is described as a physical body. This spiritual body that we have as a local church is described using a physical illustration, and it says that every member of the church is like a different part in the body. Every member is valuable to that body. And not only does God have a purpose for every member in the church, as part of the church, but also the Bible tells us that every part is important. And you see, God has a home for every believer. God has a local New Testament church for every born-again Christian. And you see, God has planned for the New Testament believer not just a place of spiritual protection to visit, or to come to, but God has planned in your life a place to be a member of where you can live and serve and grow as part of this local church body. You see, the church is not just a building. This building is not the church, my friend. The word church means an assembly of believers. That's what it actually means. It is not a physical building, it is a spiritual reality. A spiritual reality. And the joy of being a part of Coastline Baptist Church is to know for a certainty that you have a spiritual home. That you have a spiritual home. You see, in this world, God knows the believer needs a home. Not just a place to go to live in, a house. But the believer needs a spiritual home. Now you can say amen. A place where we can gather together as believers to encourage one another. A place where we can serve the Lord together. A place where God will use the unique spiritual gifts He's given you at the moment of salvation for the building up of that entire church body to the edifying of itself, building up the strengthening. What for? For the glory of God and for the sake of the gospel. You see, God has set every believer in a certain place. And my question for you this morning, are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Friend, if you are not glad, perhaps it's because you're not part of this local church. Perhaps it's because you are not joined to, in agreement with, or have surrendered to the place where God has designed for you. Now, only you can know whether God wants you here or not. But friends, some of you do know. God has brought you here. Some of you have been here longer than we have. But the question is, are you a part of this church? Are you a member of Coastline Baptist Church? Are you serving in, striving for, faithful to, rejoicing to come to Coastline Baptist Church? Isn't that another wonderful blessing? It ought to be. God has designed it to be a spiritual home. Hey, don't be an attender. Don't be a visitor. Don't be a spectator. God says, I want to fit you in the body. You need to be saved, first of all. Then biblically baptized by immersion and then added to the membership of a local New Testament church. That's God's plan and will for your life. And thank God through the ministries of the church, the place that He puts you in, your destiny, God's specific plan for your life will be unfolded and lived out as you pursue His will. A spiritual family. A place of fellowship to the edifying of itself in love. Verse number 16 says, now, there is a great coldness of lack of love in the world today. Wouldn't you agree? The Bible says in the last days, men shall be lovers of themselves. Why is there such a coldness in the world today? Because God's word is true, my friend. And so you can go looking for love in every place around the world and you won't find it. As a Christian, there is one place to find that acceptance, that fellowship, that bond in Christ. And that's in the local New Testament church. You can't get around it. God says, if you're a Christian and you're not a part of a local church, you are in big trouble. Why? First of all, it's a place of spiritual protection. You're in danger from being misled. Secondly, it's a spiritual home. Friend, if you are not in a place of safety and in a place of fellowship, you're in trouble. But thank God that doesn't have to be the case. The joy of being part of this church is knowing where you belong as a Christian. Knowing that you have people that will pray for you, that will encourage you, that you can be a blessing to also. You see, a church isn't just one person. A church is a body of believers, a spiritual home. May the Lord encourage us this morning to be thankful. Amen. If you are a part of this church, let me encourage you to be thankful and say, thank you, Lord, that I've got a spiritual home to go to. Lord, I may not be there as often as I ought to be. And that, friend, that doesn't need to be the case in the future. You may need to make some decisions today, but thank God there is a place to go to. Thank God there is a place that you can, if you choose to, in the will of God, to make your spiritual home. What a wonderful privilege. You see, there was a spiritual home for the believer here in Psalm 122. Notice with me as we continue on. David was glad to go into the house of the Lord. Thirdly, because it was a place of sacred worship. Verse number 4. Look with me in Psalm 122, verse 4. David said, whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. You see, Jerusalem was the place, the one place, where all the different tribes of Israel from all over the land would gather on their specific holy days to give thanks unto the Lord. That's where they went to worship God. That's where they went together with excitement and with joy to be in the presence of the living God and to give thanks unto His name. Now, we do not live in the Old Testament today. We do not live in the city of Jerusalem. But my Bible tells me that the church of God, amen, which is the house of God, the church of the living God, is the pillar and ground of the truth. My friend, it is Christ who walks among His churches. It is Christ that meets with His people in the local church. When we gather together, we gather to worship the Lord. And that is the third reason why we ought to be joyful to be in the house of the Lord. That we can come together as God's people to give thanks unto His name. Let me ask you this morning, do you have anything to be thankful for? Do you have anything to be thankful for? Has God saved you once and for all? Has He washed you in His precious blood forever? When you called upon Him for salvation. Friend, if you are saved this morning, you've got something to be thankful for. You've got something to worship the Lord for forevermore. And there's much more in the Christian life. The Bible tells us that He daily loads us with benefits. And the wonderful joy of coming to the house of the Lord is to worship God together and to thank Him together for the great things that He has done. The Bible tells us, listen carefully, in Ephesians chapter 3, unto Him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. You see, it is God's plan that we would give Him glory together in the church. Romans 15 and verse 6, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God wants us to glorify Him together in a place that He has set us in a place with biblical doctrines and safety and protection. God deserves to be worshipped. John said in the book of the Revelation, he heard the worship in heaven, that Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honour and power. God is worthy of our worship. Where do we worship the Lord? Together as His people. Well, right here. Amen. And so often we forget the reason why we come to church. So often we're not as joyful as we ought to be because we've forgotten the blessings. The blessings of spiritual protection, the blessings of having a spiritual home, and the blessings of having a place to worship God. Friend, don't take that for granted, please. Don't take it for granted that we can give glory to God in the church as we lift up our voices in sacred worship. My friends, thank God we use hymns that are sacred hymns. These hymns are written by Christians, people that were genuinely saved. They're not written by reprobate musicians who are only trying to make money off the backs of ignorant Christians who don't know that they're lost and they're playing music that is not of God but of the devil. That's not what we sing here. Why? Because it is a place where we want to worship the Lord and not our fleshly wicked appetites. Now, if you want to indulge yourself in the devil's music, just go to a rock concert. But why do we come here? We don't come here to be pepped up. We don't come here because we want to sing some songs to distract us from the problems in life. No, we come here to worship the living God, to sing praises to His name, to glorify His wonderful majesty. And that's what these wonderful old-fashioned hymns do. Why? Because they were written by Christians. Christians that suffered for the faith. Some that died for the faith. Some that experienced revival in their lives. These were genuine believers. And what's my point this morning? Friend, don't take for granted what we have. We ought to come to Coastline Baptist Church with joy in our hearts, knowing that God is pleased with our worship because it honours Him. Amen? We shouldn't be worried that, you know, will the Lord meet with us today? Will He be pleased with our worship and our praise, if we come with the right heart and sing hymns of praise, hymns of worship? We ought to take that as a wonderful privilege and say, thank you, Lord, that I can worship you. Thank you, Lord, that I can give you thanks and praise. We worship the Lord with our singing, with our praise. We worship the Lord as we give. Amen. As we give financially to the local ministry here, as we give to the missionaries around us, we are worshipping God. We are doing that which pleases Him. Is that correct? Friends, giving is in the Bible. Just look at the Old Testament, look at the New Testament. Giving is in the Bible. Honouring the Lord with our substance. Honouring the Lord with our first fruits. By faith, giving to missionaries. That's what the local church is all about. And thank God we're not in a church of confusion, where people are forced to give for all sorts of strange reasons. Thank God we can worship the Lord in our giving. Thank God we can worship the Lord through the declaration of the Word of God. Notice in Psalm 122 and verse 4, the psalmist mentions the testimony of Israel. What is he talking about? The psalmist David is talking about the Word of God. You see, in the house of the Lord, that was where the Word of God was. That was where the word of the God, where Lord was taught, was declared. That was where the word of the Lord was upheld. You see, God is also worshipped as His word is declared. He's also honored and glorified as we bow, nod our heads and say, "Yes, Lord, amen. That's true. Lord, I agree and I will obey." Thank God we're in a church where we don't need to wonder that what we're hearing from the word of God is right or not. Amen. So often we take that for granted. We just turn up and we're not joyful. We're not joyful because we've forgotten perhaps what we truly have here in this local church. A place of sacred worship. A place of sacred worship. Now friends, we are not the best church in the world. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying we're better than everyone else. That's why you ought to come here. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, don't take for granted what God has done in this place. Amen? Don't take for granted the blessing of honouring the Lord in a way that pleases Him. What a mess you and I would be in if we were in some sort of a circus this morning and we walk out of the door and our worship was offensive to God. Amen. Can you imagine what kind of life you and I would live as a Christian? If we went Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday, meetings, outreach, whatever, and it was an offence to God. It was an insult to the living God because it was after man's traditions and vain philosophy and deceit and perverted Bible versions that are missing verses and twisted verses and corrupted the Word of God. Brethren, we don't need to worry about those things. Amen? We can come knowing that our worship is acceptable to the Lord. And that is the honour and the privilege that some of you have had for 10 years. At least, at the most 10 years. All the time you've been here. Friend, don't take that for granted. The house of God, which is the church of the living God. Now, if you love the Lord like David loved the Lord, then you would agree with him this morning. Well, that is a wonderful blessing. It's a wonderful blessing to go up with the tribes of God, amen, the people of God, to the place of worship together, to honour Him, to praise Him. Notice in verse number 5, as we continue through this wonderful psalm, are you still with me this morning? Notice verse number 5. The psalmist said, "For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David." Now, the city of Jerusalem was where the king lived. Would you agree? King David himself. And he acknowledged that there was a joyful principle right here, that right there in Jerusalem where the house of the Lord was, the house of God, the tabernacle of Israel, right there was where the king's throne was. Right there was where the final authority on judicial issues in the land were upheld. That's where the king lived. That's where the high court was, if you will. That's where all the judgments of the land were made. You see, verse number 5 tells us that that's where standards were set. Now, what were those standards of judgment based on? What were the set thrones of judgment based upon? Well, they were based upon the standards of God's word. You see, it was the standard of the word of God that set the standard for God's people. And as the king, David was entrusted with the responsibility to ensure those standards were upheld. But David didn't rejoice in his position. David rejoiced that there was a standard. Amen? There was a set foundation for judgment and for authority in the land. Now, would you agree with me this morning that the world has no standards? The only standard the world has, people that do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only standard is this: anything goes. And if you're against anything, then you're wrong. Anything goes. Every sin is acceptable as long as it's comfortable for you. And that's why we have such a mess of a world that we're in today. Wouldn't you agree? The world has no standards, my friends. But thank God we can come to a place. Can you catch where I'm going. Thank God where we can come to a place where there is a standard. And the standard is high. The standard is holy. And though we are not perfect as Christians, thank God we have the standard of the Word of God, the set judgments of the Word of God that will help us in our spiritual life. Thank God we have a place we can come to that will challenge us in our Christian life. Friend, the world is not going to challenge you to please the Lord, to live for God, to serve God. But let me tell you something, you come to a local New Testament church and you're going to be exhorted, you're going to be rebuked, and you're going to be instructed to live for God. Because that's what His Word has been designed to do. That's what the church of God is for. Amen? Through the teaching, through the preaching, even through the fellowship and the personal counsel that takes place right here in the church among believers, there is a standard that is set. Now, you and I know that when we are not right with God, when we are struggling with sin, what do? Do we rush to get to church, or more so, most often, do we want to stay away from it? What do we want to do in our flesh? We want to stay away. Well, I'm struggling with a sin, or I've done something shameful to the Lord. What do? We stay away from God. Maybe that's you this morning. Didn't feel like coming to church. But friend, let me encourage you. This is the best place to be. You see, there are set thrones of judgment, set standards of judgment. And the Bible tells us that when we understand what God's Word says, we can experience His forgiveness, we can experience His grace, we can experience His cleansing and mercy, and we can experience His spiritual power to have victory over those sins. And you can say amen. 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 For God has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us the local church is the pillar and ground of the truth. Friend, we are not gathering together today because we're part of a social community group that's focusing on anything else and everything else. No, we are the people of God, gathering together in the house of God, where a place of godly standards are upheld. And parents, that ought to encourage you as parents. Amen? That ought to encourage you that when you teach your children God's Word at home, hey, they're hearing the same thing in church. By the way, that's how it should be. If you're teaching your children a less standard than what God says at home, parents, let me challenge you, then you are undoing what God wants to do in their lives right here. Now, I didn't have that in my notes. That's a side thought. Parents, what God says is true. If you have a different standard, then you're going to undo what God wants to do here. But if you come prepared with an open heart, though not perfect, to understand what God desires in us, what God promises to us, what God can empower us to do, then you and I are able to grow and enjoy the Christian life. A place of godly standards. Thank God, and you can say amen, everything and anything doesn't go on here at Coastline Baptist Church. Amen? Thank God everything and anything doesn't go on here at Coastline Baptist Church. That's not true with many other places. That's not true. And how often we take it for granted. Why? Because we have set thrones of judgment. Amen? We've got a standard, which is the Word of God. We are here to please God. He is our focus. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one who must be honoured above all. Look, if I start going off in a different direction and start teaching error, it'll only last for one message, and that's it. Why? Because it is the church that knows the Word of God. And let me encourage you, Christian, you need to be in the Word of God. You need to know the Word of God. And if you do, I guarantee you, you'll be joyful to be a part of this local New Testament church. You'll be joyful to come to this church. You'll be thankful and you won't take it for granted. Because this church is a church that is desiring to please the Lord. You know, the world will say, look, you can't overcome the problems in your life. You just need to live with them. You just need to accept that you'll be addicted to sin for the rest of your life. The Bible says, if you are a born-again Christian, the Bible says in the book of Romans that you are dead indeed unto sin. That Christ's death on the cross and his full atonement for our sin has nullified the power and authority of sin in our lives. If you are not in the local church, you will not hear that from the Word of God. You will not understand who you are in Christ and the victory you can live out each day and the power in Christ you have to say no to sin, to please the Lord, to follow His will. How can you grow outside of a place of godly standards? We need the standard of His Word, don't we? We need to be told almost every Sunday that there's something in our lives that needs to be confessed. There's something in our lives that need to be strengthened, that needs building up a place of godly standards. Friend, if you stay away from the local New Testament church, your standards will become the standards that you surround yourself with, the world. Your standards will become like the world's standards. You see, the psalmist knew that he was in the right place. He was joyful to go to the house of the Lord. It is a place of godly standards. Notice the peace that the psalmist David rejoiced in also. In verse number 6, he said, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces." You see, David expresses the fact here that within the walls of the city of God was the place where they worshipped the Lord. They prayed for peace, but notice also they experienced peace. They experienced peace. "Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. They shall prosper that love thee." You see, David expressed that as God's people honoured him, what was God's blessing upon their lives? What was the result? What do these verses say? They experienced God's peace. They experienced God's prosperity, God's blessing. Do you realise that there is a blessing upon every child of God that is a part of God's church? Do you realise that? Do you realise that just obeying God in His plan for your life, God will give you peace? God will give you joy? God will bless your family? God will give you strength, guidance, a purpose, a church family. We've already talked about these things. God will bless you. There is great blessing to be in the right place. And the joy of being part of Coastline Baptist Church is knowing that we're in the right place for God to bless us. Amen. If we have the right heart like David, God wants to bless you, Christian. God wants to prosper you in your Christian life. Because God says that He has planned for you to be set in place as a member of a local church body, to be a part of that church and to be blessed by being a part of it, to experience the peace. Now listen, you can not be in church on Sunday and get more sleep or get more things done at home and perhaps tick a few more things off the list, but here's the question: will you experience God's peace, yes or no? If you are a child of God, and I know from experience, someone's knocking at the door saying, "Hey, why aren't you in the house of the Lord? Why aren't you on the Lord's day in the house of the Lord?" Let me assure you from experience, that is not the peace of God. Am I correct this morning? David said there was great peace within the city, within the worship of the Lord, within the house of the Lord. And we need to understand that what God says is true. What God says is true. We ought to be joyful to come to the house of the Lord. Now, you might go somewhere this week and feel ashamed and guilty that you went there and say, "Oh Lord, why did I go there?" We all make those mistakes, don't we? Where we don't think things through, maybe we don't foresee the evil thereof, and I'm included in that reality. Sometimes we go to places and we say, "Hey, it's not going to be that bad." And then we realize, "Wow, I wish I never went there. I'm not going there again. I learned from experience." But let me ask you the question, is that ever an experience or reaction that you get from coming to church on Sunday? Yes or no?
No.
Can you see the point? God will bless you by being in the house of God. You'll never feel guilty of being in church, of being where the Lord wants you. In fact, you'll be blessed. God will give you a spiritual kickstart right on the first day of the week. Amen? Sometimes we pray, Lord, please bless my week. Well, He wants to. He wants to by encouraging you and blessing you and strengthening you and helping you through the preaching, the teaching, the fellowship, the worship, all that is wonderful about the local New Testament church. You see, it is a place that brings peace to our lives. Peace to our lives. Brethren, let's not take that for granted. On this 10th anniversary, God says, I've got a place of peace for you. You know, you can come through these doors, Christian, and enjoy some genuine encouragement. You can come and worship me together, the Lord says. You can come and I'll bless you through my word. I'll help you. I'll rebuke you in love, the Lord says. And I'll lead you forward in my will for your life. And how often we miss this wonderful truth, the peace of God in our hearts. That's one of the great blessings of being a part of Coastline Baptist Church. The peace of God. The peace of God. Lastly, notice the verses 8 and 9 as we close. The psalmist said, for my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. You see, David loved the Lord. David was excited to worship God, but he didn't miss the fact that he was going to worship with other believers that loved the Lord also, that were just like him, struggling with some sin. Yes, struggling with some trials and battles in the life. Yes, but nonetheless, that lived for the Lord, loved the Lord and wanted to worship the Lord. And David didn't lose sight of the fact that this was an opportunity that he could minister and be a blessing to others. He says in the last verse, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. I will seek thy good. David was saying, I've got a desire to be a blessing to God's people. I've got a desire to minister and encourage the people of God. Now that works two ways. It's a place where God can use you to be an encouragement to someone else. But it's also a place where we can come to and be encouraged. You see, the Church of the Living God is a place where we are ministered to. If we're willing to be ministered to. If we're willing to open up and accept God's counsel. And be willing to make some friends and maybe be a bit vulnerable and share our lives with others. If we are willing to accept His plan for the church in our lives, then it's a wonderful privilege to be ministered to. To be ministered to. We pray for one another. On Wednesday nights we have in fact our own prayer meeting where we pray for you. Amen? We pray for one another. We pray for loved ones that need to be saved. We minister to each other. In fact, let me say this. Just by turning up here, you've already been an encouragement to each other as a Christian. Just by coming to the house of the Lord. You see, it's a place where we are ministered to. And friends, we are in the last days. The days are evil. And we need to be sure to exhort one another and not forsake the assembling of ourselves, but to exhort one another as we see the day approaching. You see, God has designed Coastline Baptist Church to be a place where we are ministered to. Let me ask the question this morning. Are you missing out? Pastor, I'm not really joyful to be here. Well, that's because you're missing out. And you don't have to. Amen? You don't have to miss out. David was glad to be in the house of the Lord. He was glad to go to the house of the Lord. And brethren, it wasn't about David at all. Though he was the king, the focus wasn't on him. The focus was on the Lord. And as the Lord was kept in focus, as the center of the worship of God's people, and likewise as God is kept in the center of focus of worship right here at Coastline Baptist Church, this place will continue to be a place of spiritual protection. Amen? This church will continue to be a spiritual home for the genuine believer. This place will continue to be a place of sacred worship that honours the Lord. This place will continue to be a place that upholds God's holy standards. and doesn't say, hey, let's bring God down to us, but let's bring our Christian lives and His power up to God. That's what a church is all about. It is a place where we can experience God's peace and prosperity in our lives by simply doing that which pleases Him. And lastly, it's a place where we can minister and be ministered to be a blessing to someone. That's what God has designed you to be as a Christian, to serve Him and to be like a little Christ. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ went about doing good to all, didn't He? He went out to all, ministered to all. And as Christians, we are like little Christ. We are to be a blessing to others. We are to minister to others. We are to encourage others. And as we all do that together, the body of the local church is strengthened and built up and able to run together with the gospel into the community and see more souls saved for the glory of God. Friend, are you joyful to be in the house of the Lord? I trust you are. If you're not, perhaps God will revive you through these truths today. Perhaps there are some decisions God wants you to make this morning. Perhaps as a Christian, you just like to say, thank you, Lord. As we bow in prayer in a moment, maybe you just like to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you have given us. Lord, where would we be, or where would I be as a Christian if it wasn't for this ministry right here that 10 years ago, Lord, you started? Lord, thank you for the blessing of the house of the Lord. David didn't take it for granted, and neither should we, especially on this day. Let me encourage your church family to love the Lord and to love what He loves. Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it.